1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
All right, let's get into your brand new phone tap. And today we call a company who rents out porta potties to different venues for big events.
Oh, okay.
And the guy who answers has no idea that he's been set up.
Good.
A couple of his coworkers have spent weeks trying to get us to prank him, giving us so many different suggestions about what could possibly go wrong at a mobile toilet storage facility.
There's a lot of options. Yeah. I don't know.
But we finally figured out something that worked, and our own Jose Bolaños was the first to raise his hand and say, let me do it.
Yeah, of course.
It's your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Thank you for calling Portable Toilets. How can I help you?
Oh, my God. Thank God you answered. Hello?
Who?
Someone there?
Who is this?
My name's Tyler. Thank you for answering. I need help, please.
What is going on?
I don't know where I am.
I don't think you called the right number, man.
I think this is the porta potty place, right?
Yeah. What is going on?
I just woke up inside of your porta potty and I can't get out.
What? Okay, calm down. Tell me how did you get there? Just tell me one thing that's going on.
Okay, I must have, passed out in here last night because I was at the Sloppy Summer Festival.
Were you drunk?
I wish I was drunk. I mean, I think I ate a bunch of bad shrooms and something. I was just popping it all in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
I ate everything they gave me.
Okay, you gotta calm down, man. I'm not even sure there's anything I can do to help you. What are you asking for?
Okay,
what can I do?
I need your help. I'm locked in here. I think you guys, picked up the porta potty while I passed out and brought it to a warehouse or something. It's all dark and
what?
It's smelly.
Yeah, well, it's a porta potty, dude. What do you want me to do? You're stuck or something like that?
Yeah, I'm stuck. I'm stuck and there's a crack in the door and I tried to wedge myself out of it and now I'm more stuck. I think I'm too fat.
Oh my God. So there's a crack in the door and you said, what did you try and do?
I found a crack and then I covered myself in hand sanitizer and I tried to slide through and it didn't work.
What?
So now I'm just slippery and slimy and smelly and scared.
Oh my God. Dude,
I
don't know if it's the drugs or you're drunk, but I can't help you unless you stop freaking the f*** out, man, all
dude,
right?
I'm starting to see stuff, but it's getting really creepy, man. There's a lot of colors.
What are you seeing? You gotta tell me something.
I'm seeing, animals.
Animals? What the
Yeah, they're not
dude,
cute
gotta...
either. It's not cute. I saw a f***ing chinchilla and a wolverine,
oh
man.
My God,
I don't even
dude.
Know what a wolverine looks like. What the f***?
All right, listen, man. We've got several drop-off locations. I'm going to try and find where you're at, okay?
Okay, good. Oh, but please, real quick, if you do find me and I don't make it, okay, because I feel like...
Dude, you're going to be fine.
Just don't tell my parents. Don't tell my parents. I told them I was going to a church retreat. I'd rather die in this toilet than have them find out. I'll crawl in and drown myself. I'll do it, man.
We don't have to worry about any of that. It's not going to happen. You're going to be okay, all right? You got to help me out, man.
Okay, good.
I'm trying to find where you're at.
Oh my God. Sir, I just found an idea how you can find me.
Where? How can I find you?
I have my vape pen with me, bro. So I can blow some super fat clouds out of the top like smoke signals.
Is this a joke or something like that? You're not giving me anything that can help. I'm trying to help you, man. I'm freaking out, too.
I should just give up. I'm going to die here. Not
you
even you
stop
can
crying,
help
man.
Me.
You got to stop crying. You got to pull yourself together, dude. I can barely understand you between the sobbing.
Oh, my gosh.
Drive me nuts.
Hold on a second. What's this gray plastic thing I just saw? It's on the side of the door by the crack. What is this? Like a triangle?
It's a handle. Yes.
It is a handle?
Have you not tried the handle?
No, man.
Are you serious?
I've been in here for 14 hours. I think I'm going to try to touch it. Is it safe?
Yeah, it's safe. It's the handle of the door, you dip.
Oh, my God.
Try the damn handle. Try the handle.
Oh, God. Hold on. I'm going to try. Hold on a second. I'm free! Oh, my God, there's light! I'm free! Thank you,
Jesus.
God! Ah, there's sunshine!
Oh, my God.
You saved my life.
This is the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me, dude. What is going... So you're out, you're free, you're good?
Oh, yeah, I'm totally fine, man. How are you doing? How's your day going?
Why are you talking so normal now?
Oh, my job's done. This was a prank phone call, so I'm...
Wait, what? Dude, you gotta be kidding me. Are you serious?
I'm so sorry.
My
name's actually Jose from the radio show Brick and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
So wait, are you for real? It's a prank call?
Don't be mad at me. Be mad at your coworker, Harold, man. He set you up. He said you've been bored at work like crazy lately. So
Harold?
Harold
did this?
Harold, yeah. Not me, man.
You had me freaking out, man. I'm like, who is this crazy guy? Like, he's all drunk and on drugs and shit, and he's calling me to try and get him out?
Hey, I still am drunk and on drugs. I'm offended by that.
Yeah, now you got me wishing I was drunk and on drugs after handling that stuff. Oh, my God.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.